Hey everybody, I'm here to spread the word about the benefit being held for three-time cancer fighter Sid Destructo Slimmer. Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to midnight at the Archive in Soulard. The extravaganza is hosted by the one and only Clownvis Presley, as some of St. Louis' best acts perform their many talents. Michelle Minx of the Michelle Minx Academy of Pole Dance, comedian Andrew Frank, fire breather Carson Kelly, and drag performers Mary Shino and Lexi San Diego, with sideshow performer Travis Detritus, as well as music by the Trip Daddies, the Well Hungarians, and an open mic at the end of the night. Also, the triumphant return of Sid and Lexi's band Candy Coated Evil. Door prizes, raffles, incredible silent and live auction items, and special guests along the way. $10 suggests the door to help Sid pay for her ever-growing minimally insured bills and all the support until she can ring that bell at Siteman. This will be an event you will not want to miss. Sunday, April 23rd, 4 to midnight, or until they kick us out at Archive Soulard. Check Facebook for further details.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. I'll tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. If you haven't been by, come over, check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and share a wall with Cha Cha Chow. You can get some tacos, get some cold drinks, hang out, watch one of your favorite bands in the studio recording, or if you're an artist, come get your music recorded over there. It's really something really cool, unique, special for St. Louis, so get out and support them. Check it out. Everything at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up to date with what they got going on. Got a couple of big events coming up, including April 8th, Saturday. They're doing a big joint release party. Five records released on Saturday, including Miss Molly Sims, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Cara Louise Band, Fourth City, and Culprit Manifest. All five have recorded at Gaslight. All five are releasing their records April 8th at the Ready Room. Live performances from all five groups. So come out and check them out. See what they got going on. Again, full listing of details, everything at GaslightSTL.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, we're the Royal Furs, and you're listening to
The Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
We'll be right back.
There we go. All right. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out this evening in beautiful Warrenton, Missouri, at a Denny's with the Royal Furs.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff. I always enjoy these you know, kind of getting to meet, you know, new people, new music and everything. I know Ruth for a little while now, but I this is first we get to meet the rest of you guys, and so anyway, I'm you know, these are always exciting for me to kind of get to pick your brain and talk music and, like I said, discover some new stuff and coming out of the area. So.
And go to different Denny's.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, work my way around across America. Yeah.
Denny's tour 2017.
Yeah, man. Well, I guess before we get going too far, you guys want to all go around the mic and say hi and introduce yourselves for those listening?
Sure. I'll start. My name is Ruth Acuff, and I'm the front woman, lead singer for the Royal Furs. I play a little bit of theremin as well.
My name is Diggy Splass, and I'm the back man for the Royal Furs, and I play on the drums.
I am Mike Danger, and I play lead penny whistle and also lead guitar.
I'm Josh Wrong. I'm the side man, bass player, and headbanger.
True.
Yeah. No, like I said, I've been seeing the name a little bit. I've been trying to do my part to support as much Columbia music as well as St. Louis. Kind of splitting the difference. I live out in Wentzville, so I'm like right in the middle.
Okay.
And but Ruth's been on, and Driving Wheel and Decadent Nation and Violin and the Undercurrents were just on a bit ago. And
yeah,
so I've been,
yeah,
been trying to do my part to, you know, make sure to show some love for Columbia too. And
thank you. There's some good bands in there.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm thrilled that you guys made this work, got together and stuff. So and I was listening to the record. You guys just put out a brand new album in a couple months ago in 2016.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what called Fever Dream.
Fever Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And so I got to listen to that, and I really liked what I was hearing. Like this. There's definitely some pretty rock and roll songs on here. Well, you guys want to, where did we end up recording that at?
So we recorded it at my house, which I lived with Diggy at the time, in a place called Seasick. And so we recorded that all at home. Ruth's husband, Jeff, did all the mixing, all the producing on that. I'll scoot closer. I'm a soft-spoken gentleman.
We did record one song.
Soft-spoken, anyway.
El Centro Studios.
It's true, yeah. The one song, Death of a Sweetheart, we recorded with a gentleman named Will Reeves at Centro Cellar Studios. Very professional fellow.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks from St. Louis that actually record with Will. So they should. He's known.
Yeah. There's a couple of songs that really stood out to me personally, like my taste, including Black Lion, that I liked a lot. You guys want to talk about that tune?
That was one of our first songs as a band.
Maybe the second song we ever learned together. And that was a good... That song's a good example of what we try to do, because it's got the sort of the loud and the heavy and the soft and melodic, and you know, you get to hear Ruth sing at the end a lot. It's
for sure.
Really cool.
Feel.
better, let's turn out the light. The advantage, but the fact is I see best at night.
Yeah, that's a, there's like you, there's a kind of, especially towards the end, there's like one you like really stretch it out, a note, and
yeah.
And then there's like also some guitar solo there and stuff, and So I like that there's a lot, like you're saying, there's that dynamic, you know, there's a lot going on in every one of these songs, and so it was really cool to hear a lot going on in these.
The end of that song was really fun for me to record, because we didn't know, we didn't really have a plan of what I was going to do, and Mike was just like, how about just sing some stuff and we'll see if it works. Yeah. And I remember laying on the ground, on the carpet, with the mic and just kind of like, I don't know, kind of like rolling around, just singing, and it worked out really well.
That's pretty much our whole philosophy is
writhe around on the ground.
Yeah, you don't know what to do next, lay down on the ground, see what happens.
Yeah.
That's how I play drums.
Yeah.
That's how I play drums. I stole a Kanye West sample for the end of that song. And if you can guess the sample, post in the comments below.
Yeah.
And we'll send you free pancakes from Denny's.
All right. Hey, now we're talking.
In an envelope.
Yes.
A Ziploc bag marked Diggy's short stack.
Diggy's cakes.
Sorry.
Diggy's hot cakes coming at you.
All buttered up.
Denny's splash.
But another one I really was a fan of was Broken Ropes, in which I guess that's the, that features your Thurman playing,
yeah,
right?
So, it does.
Which I thought was, yeah, it's like there's a whole like kind of breakdown in the middle where it's just like these crazy space sci-fi sound effect kind of stuff going on with that Thurman and things, and it gets pretty, sounds pretty crazy. I don't know, that's,
yeah,
I mean,
it's kind of psychedelic.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets a little wild.
Yeah. Otherworldly, maybe.
Yeah,
we call that thing the Furman.
Yeah,
the Royal Furman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was also kind of a, you know, I don't like to necessarily say you sound like anybody, but there's parts of the in there where, like, especially with the drum and guitar parts of Broken Ropes that kind of reminded me of Black Keys and what they were kind of doing with especially with their record man, now I'm gonna blank on the name now. The I don't know. I hate when I do it. I go to pull a reference, and that's when I
chop it. Yeah. Chop it out. Cut it in post.
I want to know what he's going to say.
Yeah. What's the... hold on.
Let me start naming Black Keys albums.
Let me go to Spotify here.
Rubber Factory.
No, it was the later... the blue cover. Turn Blue. There it is. 2014.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But there was, like, some different stuff going on in that record compared to what, you know, they're kind of, obviously, early Rubber Factory and stuff was very minimalistic sounds on that. But, so anyway, just, I'm a big fan of them, the Black Keys, so I just kind of kind of got that vibe out of that song particularly.
That's an awesome comparison.
Yeah.
Definitely just a stone's throw away from kind of what we're trying to do. I mean, we're not totally a blues rock band, but we're not far from it either.
Sure.
Right.
In some ways.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of go back a little bit. I know I kind of dove right into the record. I was excited to talk about it, but how does this band come together, and how, you know, you guys start getting to the point where you can record these songs and stuff? Where does all of it start for you?
Mike Diggy and I have played together before, and we were looking for an enigmatic front person. There was a short period of time where Mike and I thought if we couldn't find that right fit, that we would do this as a three-piece. I'm really happy that didn't happen, because I came up to Ruth after it was during a show, and we'd known each other, like, in passing, and I had kind of put it on the line. I wasn't expecting anything really immediately. I just said, hey, we're starting a rock and roll band. I'd really like you to come over and hang out and see what you think of it, and really hit it off pretty immediately, and we were really happy to get Ruth. I mean, the more we kept talking about it, there's so many amazing vocalists in Columbia, but we really wanted somebody who could pull off. I'm sure there's plenty of people that, you know, I don't want to upset anybody, but it was just Ruth. Like, every time we talked about it, we'd seen Ruth in other outfits, and it's not necessarily something like you've had Ruth on the podcast. If anybody's listened to her music, it's it's a departure for sure, but we just felt that she has a stage presence that's just unmatchable. So, and we wanted to, and she's, that's beyond vocals, you know, the vocals. We knew that was going to fit, so we were happy.
Your fit there just now starting it. There was confusion. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
I'm sorry.
Is that okay? Good.
Yeah.
You guys okay? Can call me because I'm about to refill this one.
I wouldn't mind another.
Okay. Thank you. Right back.
Okay. I feel like I've said that more concisely before.
Well, I mean, yeah, the only part that I would throw in is that we had a mutual friend by the name of Mike Hagen,
Amber,
sort of also helped connect the dots between us with Ruth. So, thanks, Mike Hagen.
Yeah,
I guess when Josh first approached me and asked, you know, if I wanted to possibly sing in this band, I thought in my head, have you heard me sing? Because what I'm really, or at the time was known for and still am, is playing the harp and singing.
Right.
And I sing kind of nice and pretty, and so in my head I just thought, okay, he has not been paying attention to my singing. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
When I listened to, like I said, you know, that was, I had the harp and stuff in mind, like, you know, that's what I only knew you as so far. But listen to this, like you're saying, this is a totally other side of that, and which I think is really cool. I'm sure as an artist, it allows you to kind of explore something else and, yeah. and have fun with it. And
well, I didn't always play harp.
Right.
I mean, I grew up listening to all different kinds of music, including rock and roll. And I feel like being part of this band has really balanced me out. So I can be introspective and play the harp and write thoughtful songs like that. And then I can also let my wild side out a little bit with the Royal Furs, yeah. and which is a great way to release creativity and artistic energy in really different ways.
Sure. Is that so? Do you write a lot of these too, or you guys collaborate a lot on the lyrics and things, or how's
It's kind of different for every song, but a lot of it just starts from our practice nights when we get together. We'll jam on different sounds, and then you know I'm recording the whole time, so whatever you know, listening to the playback, whatever kind of gives you the chills, you know, that's usually a good place to start, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
Mike is an amazing lyricist. And when I first joined the band, I was worried about that because they said, you can be as involved as you want, you know, like you can write songs, you can not write songs. And I really feel
like the selling point almost was that you don't have to write so many lyrics for this.
It's true.
Like, I'm way on board with that. Yeah. She writes constantly for herself.
Yes.
So
I could, you know, focus on writing the stuff that I was already working on and yet have these other songs. But I was worried. I really was. Because I just... If you're not singing something that you don't relate to or you don't feel, it doesn't come through. Mm. So I wondered if I would feel the songs. And if I would like the songs. And it's been really awesome. It's been totally natural and I have not ever felt like it wasn't something I related to.
Right.
That's a relief.
It's awesome. It's a really cool collaboration.
Good. For sure. Well, this record that we mentioned, Fever Dream, is available pretty much everywhere, right? On your iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff.
Napster.
Napster. Get on there. And you guys have physical copies as well? And
Yeah, we do.
On the website? Or just shows?
We have a website forthcoming,
yeah.
but it's not really complete yet. So
yeah, we do also have a Bandcamp page, which you can download the album from, and we're about to post our CD, so you can order the physical CD if you want.
Just shoot us an email or something. We'll get you one.
Yeah. Hey, looking for some new music? Come check out Music Record Shop, located in the Dot Zach building. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com or come in store and check out their nice display of records, vinyl, tapes, and CDs. And you can get yourself all kinds of new music, new records in every Friday. And if you want to get your records on the shelf, reach out. They have a wonderful local music selection as well. And they can help you out with that. We got a couple big events coming up, including Record Store Day, April 22nd. So mark your calendar, come out to Record Store Day. A lot of exclusive releases and other things coming up. So more details to be announced, but mark your calendar for the 22nd. And full listing of events all at musicrecordshop.com. And follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away free tickets and records and things, so it's a good way to get involved and win free stuff, so check it out. Well, you guys are having some more exciting stuff here in the works. You guys are putting together some new music videos. The first one of that series of videos will be for Blood and Honey.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, Blood and Honey.
Yeah. Are these videos going to be connected, or are they all just individually on their own, or?
The videos we're going to release somewhat separately, so people can you know sink their teeth into each one. But we shot them all together, and we wanted to do something that had a vibe to it that was more akin to your live shows.
Yeah.
And
sorry, I'm distracted now.
Sizzle up. If for those of you who can't hear that, there's a hot plate. Diggy got his dinner. Yeah, so we shot them all live at the now it's being retrofitted by Stevens College in Columbia, but at the time Columbia Access Television had their two studios in the basement of Stevens College, and we shot three videos in succession that were produced by Tiny Attic Productions. We had some amazing people working on filming that. Jeff Mueller and Adam Rolke doing live sound as we're filming. So there's pseudo choreographed set pieces being built, and that was all being directed by Becca Solinger. She's an amazing person who's doing wonderful things in Columbia for a lot of different festivals. If you can, check her stuff out. She's just does amazing visual art pieces. Chelsea Myers, who runs Tiny Attic Productions, she was behind the directing of the videos, and we shot three of those in the setup time was over a couple days, but we shot them all in one day, and we're playing live, so what you get in these videos are really amazing live perspective of what we do. We had talked an awful lot about going with the, I guess slightly more traditional music video approach where you have a story or maybe not so close to a storyline and the recorded stuff from the album, but we really wanted to do like two birds with one stone for some folks where they can see the energy that we have when we play something live and just what we can sound like as we perform live for folks who haven't gotten to see a show yet.
Right.
So we decided to do a bit of both, which was a fun, it was an extremely interesting process to be involved in to set that up and kind of choreograph all of it, and I think we pulled it off pretty well. I gotta give as many props as I can to the folks who came in and helped out with that, because it sounds fantastic. I mean, if anybody's listening has tried to do live sound from even just a show without even worrying about the visual aspect of it, you know just how difficult it can be to do field recording. So having folks on like Adam and Jeff was just extremely important. And then being able to capture the visuals, the folks who were doing the videography for that just knocked it out of the park too. So it's just high quality stuff that I'm thoroughly impressed with, and I can't wait to show everyone.
And if you watch closely, there's a lot of little sort of hidden surprises in there. So,
would you call them Easter eggs?
I would if I were a person that said things like that too.
Okay.
And then something, you forgot somebody, Will Reeves, who we mentioned earlier, also had a big hand in mixing the audio for these videos too.
I never forget Will Reeves. I just knew that you were going to knock that one out of the park and make him feel extra special at the end there.
So you're like Gandalf now. You always.
I knew the Eagles were going to come, man. Yeah. I knew the Eagles were going to come. Yeah.
You rise when you need to.
Yeah. So what we got? Was it the three total? Is that what was it?
Yeah, three music videos. They all have, similar styles, but each of them are different into their own because we're doing different things with the set pieces, and
right.
We have extras on set who, I don't want to give too much away from
just
the visual aspect.
Roles.
They just have different roles, and they're doing really cool things. So it was an extremely fun day with extremely creative people outside of our group. It was fun to be a part of that.
And you broke a bass string that day.
I did, yeah. That's
which doesn't happen very often.
No,
just break an electric bass string.
Surprisingly difficult to do.
Of course it would happen right in the middle of the video shoot that you're trying to produce, but yeah, I did break a string and I had to go and get a new one. Which, if it was just another shoot, we're just playing to the CD, so it wouldn't have mattered, but I had to go actually get, rechange the string and get all set up again. And
yeah.
because we're honestly playing all that music. I shouldn't say that more than once because then people won't believe it, but we're really, yeah, it's all live. It's great.
Is it, was it like one take, or did you guys do a couple different
times? Other than the string break one, right. They were pretty much one take. Yeah. And, you know, the setup, again, I think it was because we had people that had done it, that have worked on really great projects before, and we had come in pre-prepared to do what we were doing. You know, it's not one take because we're the most, I mean, we are pretty cool, but no, the people that set up and did all the filming, it was, and the field recording, the sound editing on all of that, because they were so good,
right.
We were able to do that pretty easily.
Very cool.
It's
yeah, the advanced planning on their part was huge.
Yeah. So if you need something, yeah, listen to the names we're saying right now. If you can get to Columbia and you need people to do stuff like this for you, those reach out to some of those folks because they will go above and beyond your expectations. Really great at what they do.
Yeah. And that, I'm guessing you guys will be releasing these all through your Facebook and YouTube and all those spots?
Well, this first video we were hoping you would release for us.
Yeah, of course, I can do that.
And we'll point everybody your direction.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the podcast, go to the Rock Paper Podcast website, which is...
.com. RockPaperPodcast.com.
And you'll see the video there first.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
First 500 viewers get free pancakes from Denny's.
Oh, man.
You're writing a lot of checks that I don't think that you're behind will be able to cash.
Subject to something.
Proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
I can't just start cursing Diggy's way. Right? Is this a family-friendly podcast?
You can say whatever you want. It's on the internet. However,
you can use swears.
I don't want to use swears. My grandma might listen.
Right. That's what I always tell people. I'm just like, you can say whatever you want. Just know your family or friends. And
I know my grandma. Listen.
Yeah.
Okay, no swears.
Yeah.
I haven't sworn yet, have I?
Seven
times.
Shoot.
I just blacked out for a while.
I'm going to start carrying a microphone so I can avoid Josh's verbal abuse.
Well, we got, we were talking about your live shows and I'm trying to capture all that for these videos. But if you want to see the real deal, they can come out to Rose Music Hall April 6th. You guys will be there with Dead Soldiers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're visiting from Memphis. They're a fantastic group.
Yeah.
Really
sure.
Great people.
Amazing to watch. So don't miss that.
Yeah. And Rose is just a beautiful room. It's a lot of fun over there. I've been several times for many a rock shows. And so it's always a good time over there.
Yeah, we like where, you know, if you've ever, I don't know who you saw there, but definitely sometime check out the Hootenhollers when they play there again. Speaking of them, they have played with the Dead Soldiers, so there's a good chance that somebody listening to this might have heard of one of those two bands.
Yeah, I've been I know I've heard the name Dead Soldiers. I haven't really I haven't seen them yet, but I think we have some mutual friends in St. Louis and especially the Hootenhollers. I know are a lot of friends also with mine, and but I have not been able to meet those guys yet either. I think they're originally from like around where I live at, like in that area, and like but yeah, I hear a lot of great things, and it's one of those things for me. Whenever I do see their name on a show, there's always about 100 other things going on too, and I'm trying to make it all work and stuff, but. I definitely want to make that happen this soon because I hear a lot of good things. So,
yep, you're right. This is their 10th year.
Yeah.
And they just released an album, right?
Yeah, like now.
Today.
Yeah.
Well, as we're recording, so it'll probably be. It's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have released songs on vinyl just recently. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, well, I've
really. The Big Muddy Records guys. Yeah. So. Shout out to Big Money Records.
Yeah, yeah, they always throw that big party over there at off Broadway in St. Louis every year for Big Money Records, and but yeah, like I said, I've listened. I just haven't been able to catch a show. So I need to make that happen soon.
Yeah, worth your time.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be playing. I love John and Andy, so I'm totally fine with talking about their stuff. Yeah. We're actually playing. They're going to be playing the following week. They're doing their album release party on the 14th with Rum Drum Ramblers. So those guys, definitely from St. Louis.
Sure.
A lot of those guys play with Poke Lafarge on the road. So if folks want to see a real rad show after ours, just spend the week.
Yeah.
Come in on Thursday. Yeah, see us and Dead Soldiers. And then, next Friday I'll be doing that.
Have pancakes with Diggy. Come eat with me.
Anyone want some of this food, though, for real?
Around y'all. I'm going to be hitting up some of these pancakes.
Snack on some of these taters.
like I said, we got the video for Blood and Honey. Do you want any stories around this song at all? Or how this song came to be?
This was the very first song. So Black Lion was the second. Blood and Honey was the very first song that we ever attempted as a fully formed band. And lyrically, I kind of don't want to explain anything about this one.
Cause sure.
It's like, I mean, any other song, I'll tell you all about it. But Blood and Honey is kind of anyway, so I won't give anything away, but yeah. Listen to it and see what you think. And
well, there's some, I mean, I don't know, like, when I ask, I mean, sometimes the stories are fun, like, and sometimes you want somebody to kind of tell you what it's about, but then, yeah, some of them you just, they're open to interpretation, and then
I'm kind of more interested to hear what other people think about it than what I think about it.
Because there's been definitely those cases where people have kind of said, like, this is exactly what the song's about, and it kind of like ruins it. Like,
yes.
You're like, oh man, I already had a different.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess it up. It's got too much going on
for
it.
Yeah. But again, all these, the full record, again, is all over your digital platforms. And get out there and grab a copy of that today. I did want to pull up here. We had a couple of fan submitted questions for you. Let's see. These are always kind of fun. Like I said, most of the time they're pretty silly. Luke writes in. He said, any tour dates we should know about? And he said, specifically in St. Louis. So is touring something you guys want to get out and do more of?
We kind of go out and tend to play weekend shows so far. I don't think we'll be going through St. Louis until July
1st.
1st.
Yeah.
At the Firebird with the wonderful Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah.
Birthday party?
Yeah, our third annual Rock Paper Podcast, another exclusive. We need one of those air horns. Yeah, there you go. I'm throwing another party, and I invited you guys to come hang out, and it's going to be a rock and roll show.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So there you go, Luke.
Yep.
Yeah, Luke.
Put it on your calendar.
You better make it, Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Bring some pancakes, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, Luke.
We're counting on you, man. Let's see. John writes in, what's their preferred fur? I'm guessing...
what's John's last name? Do you have his address?
Yeah. Let's go hunt him down. I'm sure you
have. That's like kind of a private discussion,
right,
John.
It is kind of a personal question.
At least the way we, as personal as we want to take it.
Do you guys get a lot of play on the, or like, you know, different people, you know, making, messing up the name or anything like that, or that kind of stuff? Like,
really messing up the name?
Not messing up. No.
Because like,
if you leave off the at the beginning,
yeah,
it can get weird. Or if you leave off the, well, I guess that's the only thing.
Right.
I've had people say furs. Is that F-I-R-S?
Yeah, like the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's more, if they've heard it, they don't necessarily mess it up. They think it's trees.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other times.
Sure.
I just imagine,
I mean, probably Royal Furs isn't probably as bad as some of them, but, like, if you just, obviously you have Facebook and everything now, people send you all the links and everything, but, like, if you were to say it over the phone, like, and people try to, like, put you on the marquee or something like that, and, like, you know, I imagine a lot of these names nowadays can get pretty misunderstood, but
anytime somebody you're talking to somebody in a different city, make sure you know like those military initial call signs, you know,
right?
Like F is in Frank.
Yeah. Well, it'd be Foxtrot.
Yep. Charlie Foxtrot.
Yeah. The Royal Foxtrots.
Royal Foxtrots. It'd be like a turn of the century or 20s band.
Yeah.
What's that for?
Huh?
Romeo?
The Romeo? That's how you got some rips.
Romeo Foxtrot?
Yeah, I don't know with ours. We do have, I mean, people, there have been other fur-named bands before, you know, so we get, sometimes people potentially think that we're, or royal bands. There's a lot of royal bands that have just started coming out lately. Which is, I don't know, it's kind of a trendy thing, I suppose.
Sure.
So I had I've been in California this week, and people were like, oh yeah, I've heard that band. They see me wearing the shirt, and they're like, I love that band. I'm like, I know you do. And it's like, they don't know what they're talking about in San Diego. We haven't been there at all. But like around Chicago, people just tend to think, which is kind of cool. I like the idea that people think they know the band already. And it instills like a pretty solid like people will be able to say that. Although I think that might just be like trendy hip people trying to know every band.
Right.
So.
That could be. I promise you, there was no other Royal or Furs bands on the market whenever we chose this.
Yeah,
right.
We were the first.
Right.
Where does the name come from? How did? Because that's like one of the crazy, like I'm trying to name this show and everything else. I mean, that's like one of the craziest things. Trying to, especially like you're saying, looking for something that's not been already taken. Or,
it's hard to do, man.
Almost impossible.
Right.
You got to kind of Google every good idea you have to see if it's already done. And chances are it is. Like, you might land on your 10th choice if you're lucky.
Like, I really wanted to call us Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
That was
taken.
It was already.
Can't believe those guys.
Yeah.
Immediately.
That would have been a good one, though.
I come to find out I love that music, so it's serendipitous. So, on names, does podcast beat rock, or does it beat paper, or does rock beat podcast?
Good question.
Like, how does this work in the... This can't be the first you've had in many, many episodes. Somebody's got to have said this before.
Yeah, we had a conversation one time about, like, the name and, like, people asking about it, and I'm like, and then we joked about how it's like just a podcast where we debate theory on rock paper scissors and like. Just like, so,
do you know the alternate name for the game?
Rochambeau.
Yeah. It's probably a common one. I thought it was cool with that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Rochambeau.
Right. And that for us, like we kind of same kind of thing. We had like kind of this list of like. Things we, you know, now whatever 90s references and all this kind of stuff. And like, and we kind of, I always had this like idea, like, of, you know, the show being a hangout, you know. So I thought of like different hangout places. Like, I'm a big fan of Saved by the Bell, so I thought of the Max. And I'm trying to figure out how to like make that work as a podcast name. And then like, so we ran into, like, we ended up putting this list together and our friends voted on Facebook, and Rock River Podcast was like the runaway winner. Everybody picked that.
That's
like
a good one.
So I gotta ask this. Inevitably, the next question that somebody's gonna ask: are you like true Saved by the Bell? Like, you go Miss Bliss days?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I used to when I was I used to work nights 4 to 12:30 evenings, I guess, not really overnights, but I would end up like falling asleep like every day watching Saved by the Bell on TBS. They always had like a full hour on at like 6 a.m. and then like I would watch Saved by the Bell and I would fall asleep, and then And that was my routine, man. So I watched a ton of episodes of Saved by the Bell long after they were, you know, being there. But
there's some solid things to learn about how Hollywood feels about teenagers,
right,
from that show. Yeah. I don't remember high school being like that, but I do remember when I was thinking that that's what it was like when I was younger watching that show. I even had like the Zach Morris like weird thing, sure, hair thing going on. It's like a half surf cut comb over prep thing that was going on. Yeah. Oh yeah, I did it all.
Yeah.
I always say that.
Yeah, let's pull up those pictures.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Halloween costume ideas. Huh?
Yeah.
My first pet's name, it was a lizard, and I named it Artie because that was Slater's lizard's pet's name.
Oh man.
And
yeah,
it died. I think Lisa killed it.
Were you an AC Slater?
Wait, in the
kind of guy?
I was an AC Slater.
That's a pretty deep cut.
You can't see it right now, but Diggy actually has his chair flipped around the other way. He's totally Slater in this Denny's table right now.
And he's wearing a tank top, so.
Yeah.
Lisa! That was my lizard.
Yeah. Yeah, they did you see the reunion thing they did on Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon a little while back?
No, it was good. Was Screech there?
No Screech. No Lisa Turtle.
He kind of fell from grace.
Yeah, he's not doing so good. But they had A.C. Slater, Zach Moore, and Kelly Kapowski, and... Yeah. It was fun, and then Jimmy was like the new kid in school kind of thing, and then he played in this. They like recreated that whole locker hallway scene and stuff, and like, and it was really fun. You have to go YouTube it, and it was just fun to see them like look exactly the same. Like, yeah, I mean, they put them in those the same, you know, acid wash jeans and whatever, and like and high tops, and like they looked exactly the same as they did, you know, whatever, now, you know, whatever. 40 or something or whatever.
So, his building there?
Yeah, I think he ran in like at the end. It was kind of like he's quite a bit heavier. But
so he didn't run too fast.
Yeah, right.
This is why Mike didn't want to say what Blood and Honey's about earlier. If you really dig deep into the lyrics, most of it is about Bayside High.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly about. Not to correct you. Mostly about the Hawaiian style. I believe they did go Hawaiian style feature film.
They went to the feature film.
So that's what Blood and Honey is mostly about.
Yeah, working at the beach shop there.
Mm-hmm. Belding and the gang.
Some good years, man.
So we're just I would put it to anybody with the podcast and now listening to the podcast, and I'll do a fan video to Blood and Honey with just quick cuts of nothing but Saved by the Bell on the beach.
Right. Yeah. There's your new music video.
I see you swimming in from way out.
Different song.
Yeah. Well, so do you guys get to do fun stuff as a band? Like, I mean, you're talking about your kind of weekend shows and stuff.
We never have fun.
No? Yeah. It didn't seem like you guys were.
No, I mean, we do game nights every once in a while. I haven't been able to show up to some. I feel bad about that, but.
Settlers of Catan has been a big part of the bonding process for the band. Something I immediately thought of when you asked your question was that we, I won't say where, but we did sort of as a group break into a building and go exploring kind of a, what do you call it, urban spelunking. Is that the term?
We're secret anarchists.
Yeah.
That's all the fun that we had. Secret talk.
Dang.
Jeez.
Urban spelunking sounds like a good band name.
It does.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least like a really sweet funk album.
Yeah.
It's all good until you try to Google that to look up the band.
Right.
They're like on page 10.
Yeah, you have to like put some kind of different spelling or some kind of...
Three R's.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be our sophomoric album.
There you go.
Urban Spelunking. with like a Q.
Right.
And a 3 Like a three for E.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Like ska. Like ska heavy album.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take a drastic turn. The Royal Furs are...
I mean, going towards we have ska. Been talking about how to change up our next album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Acoustic.
Acoustic ska.
Yeah, acoustic ska.
Stadium acoustic ska.
Is that you guys working on some new stuff?
We are actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's.
It's not ska.
Yeah, not ska.
No, that's a bad thing. It's just not what we're doing.
They like to say, "Your vote doesn't count, baby." That's
We do have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. Are you guys hoping for some sort of a release in 2017, or we'll see how it goes?
I learned a long time ago never to put a date on these kind of things.
Sure,
that's yeah. The truth.
But we're working really, really, really hard to get some new material out. Well,
I noticed you guys. I mean, like I said, Fever Dream is a full length record. Is that going to keep that consistency going? And hopefully for the next one, make it another full length or. It seems like a lot of people are kind of going the route of EPs and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, EPs are cool, and also being inconsistent is kind of fun.
Right.
So it might be cool to do something different. But there's a lot of themes that we touched on lyrically, thematically on the first album that I'd like to do sort of the opposite of for the next one. And it could totally be an EP. I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. I guess we'll see what happens. But well, you guys, everyone get involved. On we got Royal Furs on Facebook and Instagram and on the Twitter also. Yeah, so get out there, follow along on social media, and pick up this record on all your digital platforms, and send an email if you want to get a physical copy or come out to the shows, like April 6th at Rose Music Hall.
We'll have some hot sauce there.
Oh yeah. We have Royal Furs hot sauce, made by our very own Mike Danger.
Nice.
It's not a joke. It's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Everybody stop laughing.
It's only reason we're really starting to
drink. And it's truly delicious.
Yeah.
The only other hot sauce that I've ever bought from musicians was Devin Allman. He had Chipotle Chipotle hot sauce of some sort.
I'm interested to know what the name of it was. Do you remember?
Nope.
No.
I forget.
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah. It was delicious, though.
Fat chick.
Yeah, he was. He suggested I put it on my egg, so like I went and did that, and it was a good tip.
Is there anything finer than hot sauce on eggs?
I mean, you know, I'm a fan of just putting some cheese on there, too.
Okay.
So
you win.
Yeah. But that's like my motto with everything, though. Yeah. Just throw some cheese on it. Well, again, like I said, grab these tunes. We got check out the video, exclusive Blood and Honey, right here on Rock Paper Podcast.
Right.
And stay tuned for the rest of
the series.
Yeah, the series coming soon.
Please come say hi to us at a show. Love to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks everybody.
Thank
it's
you.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks,
I appreciate you taking some time out to hang out. And thanks to Denny's for hosting this.
Down, Denny's.
Yeah, Denny's.
And for the pancakes.
Yeah. Sponsorship. Shout out to Denny's. Make sure to come support your local Denny's.
Denny's.com.
Yep.
/ the Royal Furs.
Go to your local Denny's and tell them the Royal Furs and ask them what you get for free.
Yeah. And don't forget to send in your Kanye answers.
Let's see. Which Kanye sample did I learn how to play drums from? To win your free pancakes.
Yep.
So wait, Diggy, are you looking for the Kanye song or the actual origination of where the sample was? Like
terms and
sampled?
Conditions can be found at Jennings.com / Kanye sample Diggy splash drum lesson.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.